Okay, Simulam Gimel Dvarim Asurim, Mishum Sakana, and we're up to Siv Zayin. Hey Nizar, Mikol Adom Ravim Lidei Sakana. You gotta be careful from anything that brings you to Sakana. Because Sakana Chamira Meisura, Sakana is more Chama than Issa. Yourself, she also the Suffolk Sakana with a Suffolk Issa. You have to be more concerned for a Suffolk Sakana than a Suffolk Issa. Right? That's why you have problems when fish falls into meat. So normally we go with shishim, but there's a machlokes shach and taz whether by fish falling into meat, even if there's a, even if there's 100 times more, maybe it's not going to be batal. V'lechein also leilich b'chol makom sakana, and therefore it's also go anywhere with sakana going tachas kir notui, down a beam that's leaning val gesher ruah and a bad bridge. V'le'yetz yichidu b'layla, don't go alone b'layla. V'le'yishen yichidu b'cheder b'layla, and don't sleep alone b'layla. V'lechein also lishtes mayim and haras b'layla. Don't drink water from rivers in Laila, or to put your mouth on a kiluach hamayim to drink, because perhaps you're going to end up absorbing something that's damages. We don't do this anymore. Tshas tkufa, like when the seasons change, right? That's when we start with Saint Talamata. You put a little bit of metal on any liquid and food. And we don't do this anymore, though. But on cooked foods or pickled foods or salty foods, we don't. You don't need it. Tess, also lechem. You're not allowed to eat foods or drinks that a person's disgusted by. Or that a person's nefesh is disgusted. You can't eat with dirty hands. Even you can say you're not disgusted. Your das is batel. So anything disgusting, you're not allowed to eat. Let's say behema or oif that are mesukanim and you shechted even though they're muta b'shchita. Those that are medaktik are machar on themselves not to eat them. Right? Because even though it's not a treifa, they were just in sakana, but still it's not it's got some danger to it. Yud Aleph also liktos ilan maichala is a peris. This is the big one that people are concerned about. You're not allowed to cut a tree, a fruit tree that makes peris. Ilan zayishu hakav zaysim. Meaning there's a minimum amount that it has to make. And it's a sakana. Now, it's interesting because it's really an issa d'oraisa about tashaksum. Not about tashaksum, sorry, about, what do you call it? Baal tashchis, right? But on top of the baal tashchis, meaning if, even if you have a reason to, then you have this sakana part. But if it's next to trees, that are more chashuv, and this tree is ruining the better trees. If you need the place, the binyan. Let's say you need the wood because the wood is very chashuv, then it's mutter to cut it. However, there's a sefer chassidim about this, and people, especially chassidim, go wild with this, and they b'shum oifen will not cut down fruit trees. But then, of course, since everybody's scared of these type of things, as opposed to the halacha part of it, so people get very concerned. A couple of eitzes are that you uproot the tree and you replant it someplace else, or you sell the tree to a guy and let the guy do it. Achashish, somebody has a stomach ache, yeshayis, some do for refuah. You put hot water on the stomach, but also sakana. You can't do that because it's a sakana. Why? Because the water might spill and burn him. You're not allowed to go across a river whose water is going really fast. And that, but if the water is going to go above the waist, mishum sakana, because of sakana shall yishtefu, that the water doesn't what do you call it? Make him drown him. You also lied to me. Piv davar paranias aladam yisrael. You are not allowed. This is a scary one here. You are not allowed to let out of your mouth any. Any peronius that it's going to go on to anybody from Yisrael. A few lemery. If somebody were to be alive, then he would come here, right? Meaning he basically is saying if somebody's late, he says it must be he's not alive. Otherwise, why didn't he show up? That's like it's people call it ayin hara, but that's it's not ayin hara. The way the kids are saying it, it's because ki bris krusalis fasayim, that a person's mouth has power. And you don't ever want to say anything like that. Also, don't scare a child with a davar tameh, meaning somebody say the dog's going to bite you. Or to say like a cat or a dog is going to take you away. You never say anything like that. You have to be very careful from allowing these types of things out of your mouth. All right? And this is what we call al tiftach peh lesatan. Do not open your mouth to have the satan tell you these so, because the satan's listening. And Chas V'Shalom, the Sultan is gonna get involved with it.
So you should tell it like you're dying for a pizza.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Anyways, okay. That's it for tonight. Short, sweet, and to the point. All right.
Is the female actually happening tonight?
No, just the Bus of B'chol at 10:30.
10:30.
All right.
Whoa. Got it.
Yeah. All right. Good talk, everybody. Good Chodesh. Have a
Enjoy your
fine
break.
night.
Three
Thank you.
hours and no shiur.
That's right. Don't worry. I got to catch up on all the texts. It's okay. All right. Bye.
All right.
Dagesund.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.